We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
Here we go. Perfect Legacy. The theme of this month is called Get in the Game, which is hence the football field and everybody get in the game. And today, in this thought of actually this month, well, last week we talked about our vision of Wave Church. If you aren't here, you need to get that and listen to it because it was a great, great Sunday last week. Now, today, I actually want to quickly just give you a little bit of our history. And our great, and this is what we've already done. We've done this for 20 years. Every year, we ask our staff first and foremost, what would you believe God over and above your giving to your tithe, which isn't really giving, is it? Tithing just simply isn't stealing. That was a flag right there on every one of us. We actually don't give our tithe. Amen. We bring our tithe. Sometimes I hear people say, Pastor, I want to know what you do with my tithe that I give. And I go, you don't give your tithe, you bring your tithe. Amen. And it's like, it's not yours to give to determine where it goes. Amen. Now, having said that, we encourage everybody when we begin to give, what would you believe God to do? And then we talk to our financial leaders. All that behind the scenes has already been done. I've been out in Los Angeles, in our Norfolk campus, in our Richmond campus, in our Greenville campus, in our Seaboard Road campus, and I've left someone out there, our Wilson and our Greenville campus. And we've spoken behind the scenes to those people with what we call our financial leaders who give at an amazing, generous amount of finances every year. And what I want to do is with that for the last 21 years, let me tell you what we've accomplished real quick. Great Neck, we paid off the land. We actually paid off the 12 acres and the 12 and the 7.5 acres of land. We have actually no debt on any of that land on a Great Neck property. We also paid for our epicenter and it's $4 million and it's paid for in Jesus' name. We also have built Wave Church, which by the way, is not yet paid for. Somebody say amen. Just want to make sure we're managing expectations when you hear all this debt-free talk because we got a great story. We paid for our parking, cost about $1.5 million paid for. Picnic shelter, paid for. We started Wave Leadership College. We started Wave City Care. We started Wave Children's Learning Center, which is a blessing to Wave Incorporation. We have started Wave Women's Conference and Wave Conference. And if you girls haven't yet registered for Wave Women's Conference, put your hand outside your face and bring it towards your face at an accelerated rate. Slap yourself and get to devote it because it is one of the best things we do year-round without a doubt in Jesus' name. Amen? And then on top of that, we actually have what's called Wave Worship. And how many thank God for our worship team and all our TV and production, Wave Television. Let me tell you, it is always rated amongst the number one or two show in the whole of Hampton Roads. We're not talking Christian market. We're talking secular market. Amen. And I thank God for all that God's doing. And we believe there's more to come with all that in Jesus' name. And we have a youth center to come on our Great Neck property. Right there, that's something to cheer about. Seaboard Road, 31 acres of land, paid for. Facility, $4.5 million, paid for. In G 600-seat auditorium, Seaboard, a future is what we are sitting in today. We'll be sitting in Seaboard Road, a youth center, a children's center, an amphitheater, a wedding, a chapel for weddings and funerals. Somebody could get excited. Wave Norfolk, our 400-seat facility downtown, paid for, purchased, remodeled, paid for. It's on its third service. When it gets to 7, we'll be selling it and finding a bigger location. Somebody praise God for all that's happening. In our Richmond, we have 2 campuses. We have one in Short Pump, 350-seat rented venue with 2 services downtown Sunday nights. And we're believing for Richmond for a miracle in Jesus' name. In Wilson, a 600-seat auditorium, 20-plus acres, picnic shelter, purchased additional property, parking, remodeled the student center. Finance Greenville. We now have a Greenville campus because Wilson Legacy is committing the finances for Greenville to buy a building, which is a 200-seat auditorium, which has amazing facilities in Jesus' name. Israel and Rachel Camper responded to a call to go to Wave Los Angeles, a facility on the Pacific Coast Highway at Hermosa Beach in South Bay, California. Come on, two services happening there with more to come in Jesus' name. All of these, we want to plant 12 more Wave churches in New York City, in Florida. Are you catching this? In Washington, D.C., Sharon and I were there this week at the National Prayer Breakfast as the guest to Congresswoman Elaine Laurier, and then did a tour of the White House. Just being in D.C., maybe get excited again about the thought about Wave Church, having a church in that city in Jesus' name. We want to see a Wave Church in Portsmouth, Virginia, Williamsburg, Hampton, Newport News, Suffolk, and Chesapeake. And there's more to come. TV, I believe God's called us to be on national and international television in Jesus' name. In Uganda, we're sending a trip next year. Get on that. Sharon and I are doing a trip to Israel early next year. Get on the website. Be a part of that. We support John and Lisa Bevere, Messenger Cup, helping pastors around the world get curriculum that otherwise wouldn't get it. We support Gideon's Bible Society. But wait, there's more. This is what Legacy does. Wave City Care, Campus Expression. And this year, I announced it for the first time ever. I think I freaked a few of our staff out. This year in our 757 area, I want us to do a makeover of Judeo-Christian Outreach Center. They are an amazing facility that actually offer assistance to people homeless, and their building is dilapidated. Their facility is, in all honesty, they'll admit it, delinquent. But I want to make sure, how many know the school makeovers we can do? We can bring that energy and that human resource to that ministry and help them in Jesus' name. Come on, that's a flag. Wow. Let me say this. This all costs money. Thank you for the underwhelming response. But you know what we've done so far is because of people who have extravagant love for God and love for his people. The Bible says God so loved the world that he what? Okay, you can measure how much you love someone by how much you give to it. Amen? And so when God loves the world, what did he do? He gave. That's extravagant love. And we're asking everybody to commit to Legacy. We're asking everybody this year to get in the game. Amen. And throughout the course of this year, we're going to look at first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and just encourage people throughout the course of this year, as new people become a part of us, to get in the game in Jesus' name. Now, we're not doing a provision for the house offering this year. We're asking everybody to consider what you gave between provision for the house and legacy and combine them. We're not asking you necessarily to give more, unless, of course, you want to, but what you give between those two, would you just make that one-time commitment over the 12 months? Is that clear? And that's next Sunday. It's called Draft Day. The week after, we're going to talk about sign-up day. Everybody say, get in the game. So watch this now. Look at this. Mark chapter 14, verse 1. This is a perfect legacy. Are you ready for it? Now, the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only a few days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and to kill him. But not during the festival, for they said, the people may riot. And while he was in Bethany, what is this? 2 days before the Passover. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came out with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. Everybody say nard. Not nard, nard. Praise the Lord. And it says here that it was made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on the head of Jesus' head. And some of those present were saying indignantly to one another. Now, by the way, those present, who's in the room with Jesus reclining at a table? His disciples, those closest to him. They're in the room. Are you with me here? This is the feast and the celebration of Passover. Jews from all over the world would come together and assemble for the feast of Passover. And those who were present in Simon the leper's home as Jesus is reclining. Now, I want you to get the picture. You may hang out with all sorts of people in the crowds and the streets, but when you're going into someone's home, it's the inner circle. And when you're reclining with these group of people, it's telling you, you are really relaxed with these people. These are your homeboys. These are your peeps. You're reclining. You don't recline with everybody, but you do. And it says, and some of those who were in the room were indignant and saying to one another, what is this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's salary and the money being given to the poor. So I just kind of worked out just between Seaboard Road and this campus, and for every campus they can work it out for themselves. I just worked out on the household income of that day would have been the man's income. It would not have been the woman's income. Does that make sense? Because it was a different day. You with me here? But the average household income of someone in Great Neck or Seaboard is approximately 80. The medium household income is actually $80,000 in Great Neck. So I want to give you perspective, comparing an apple to an apple. You with me here? This perfume was worth $80,000. I will never again, church, complained about Sharon buying perfume. Sharon and I were in a store just recently. I forget where we were. We were in New York City, and we walked into this jeweler, and we saw this cute-looking watch. And so I said, well, how much is that watch? And the lady said, oh, that watch is like $80,000. And I went, wow, Sharon, her eye caught this other watch. And so Sharon goes, well, that's a cute watch. And now we weren't even thinking about buying these watches. We knew the store ran, we would never buy a watch from that store, but I'm curious. And so I asked, well, what's that watch worth? And the lady went on and explained all its attributes and its value and its quality. And I said, so the answer to my question is, and she goes, $500,000. That is like wearing a house on your wrist. That's all I could think of. And so she broke the jar of perfume. Wasn't this? On the head. Everybody say on the head. And they rebuked her harshly. Leave her alone, Jesus said. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you'll always have with you. And it says, and you can help them anytime you want. Let me tell you when we want. Homeless shelter. We're going to help them. We want to help. Amen? And yet in the same statement, the poor you'll always have with you. By the way, let me just say this. One of the best ways to help the poor is don't be one of them. I don't know if the rest of the campuses threw a flag, but that was a time to throw a flag. And it goes, listen, truly I tell you, this gospel, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world in 2020 at 11:52 a.m. in Wave Church, this story, what this woman did, will be told about today as it will be wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, Jesus said, as a memory to her. We are still telling the story because let me tell you, this was a perfect legacy. What this woman did in her act of generosity, what she did in a moment of love and an awareness and a revelation of the forgiveness of sins that was given to her, to whom is forgiven much, forgives much. You want to know how much of a revelation you have of forgiveness? Measure it by how much you forgive. Flag. You want to know how much you love somebody? You can measure it by what you're willing to give to. I must love my kids a whole lot. And my grandchildren even more. Jesus demonstrated extravagant love. He suffered and he died and he bled on a cross for you and for you and for you and for you and for you in Los Angeles, for you in Norfolk, for you in Richmond, for you in Greenville, come on, for you in Seaboard. Come on, for every one of you, for everybody watching online, for you on TV, Jesus demonstrated extravagant love. And a devoted woman anointed Jesus' feet for burial. Mary, who was in Simon's house, was preparing, celebrating for the Passover. Do you know the Bible tells us that it was a celebration? And history tells us that in that moment of time, in that day, based on population, there would have been 1 million additional people in the city of Jerusalem. 1 million Jews from all over the world would have gathered. And history will also tell us at that time, there was a killing of 200,000 lambs that were slain because of the feast of Passover. Every business was closed. Trumpets were being blown throughout the land. Still to this day, if you go to Jerusalem and you look at the celebration of Passover, there is celebration and nobody is open for business. If you go in a hotel and you want to get in an elevator, even the consideration of pushing a button on the floor is considered work, but they've got elevators who are designed to open at every floor and stop at every floor so as you don't have to push a button, so as to honor the principle of remembering what Jesus did in Jesus' name. And in the Old Testament, it refers to the Passover of the angel of death in the city of Egypt, where Pharaoh refused to let God's people go. And God wanted to bring Israel out of bondage and out of slavery, and Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. And then finally, through Pharaoh's stubbornness or hardness of heart, Pharaoh finally, when the angel of death came over the nation of Egypt, and the firstborn child of every son that was born in Egypt was killed that night, except for those who had the blood of a sacrificed lamb on the doorpost. Whenever the angel of death passed over those homes, the angel of death, when he saw the blood, passed over. And they were celebrating that. And little did they know that Jesus, the ultimate Passover lamb, is sitting there, and they're celebrating something historical. But this woman had the moment to demonstrate a perfect legacy of extravagant love that sets us up for the new covenant and for the power of his resurrection. Come on, somebody, get excited. Jesus was so loved by these Jewish people that were there that the Bible tells me that the chief priest and the teachers of the law, chief priests, by the way, were appointed by the Roman Empire. It was a political appointment. And actually, they were so afraid of one man, Jesus, that even though they were the most powerful people of the culture and of the day, that one man, they were afraid to get him, they wanted to secretly arrest him and kill him, but this one man had such an influence on all these people that they would realize that their love for this one man would create a riot. That's the power of Christianity. And I want to tell you, religion and governments to this day will still bow its knee ultimately to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords in Jesus' name. Listen to what it says, Mark 14, verse 9. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Write this down. Extreme love produces extreme devotion. In John it says that she wiped his feet with her hair. Listen to John. John says this. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, expensive perfume. She poured it on the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house, catch it, the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. The house, how much more with the body of Jesus? The Bible tells me it was 12 ounces of pure nard that was put on his head, that ran down his beard, down into his clothes. The clothes that the soldiers gambled at the foot of the cross would have smelled of the perfume as a fragrance. The blood that came out of the body of Jesus on Calvary would have smelled of the fragrance of the perfume. Anybody catching this? This woman did something that was more than for a moment. Come on, somebody, and think about it. Listen, how amazing was this woman that she was willing to step into a room full of Jewish men, and a Jewish woman would never have been allowed to be in a room uninvited by men. I know, ladies, it's different today. Don't be offended by what it was then. Not only would a woman not come to a table full of men without a specific invitation, but a woman publicly, a Jewish woman, would never let down her hair in front of men. The only time a Jewish woman would have done that in its culture was in a bedroom for a moment of intimacy with a husband when they were going to make love. And here this woman, think about it, comes into a room full of men, uninvited, and pours oil and perfume on the body of Jesus and lets down her hair to wipe the tears that she wept in the revelation of forgiveness, in the demonstration of extravagant love. Come on, somebody. What will you do for God? How do you express your love? I just got three simple things I want to share real quick, and they're not long. This was a shock economically. I want you to think about it. This pure nard was worth more than a year's wages. She gave a gift of super extravagant, expensive perfume. Think about it. She pours the entire content on the head and the feet of Jesus. The content of a year's salary gone in a second. Did you hear that? The content of what took a year to earn was gone in a moment. And it was considered waste. It was a shock economically. The fragrance ran down his beard. 12 ounces of precious perfume. And let me tell you, from that moment for the next 48 hours, there were many times when Jesus stood alone. His disciples were gone. When he stood before Pilate in the judgment hall, there was no one else there. But the fragrance of that perfume was on Jesus. It was there reminding him that somebody loved him, that somebody expressed her love for him. Not only that, but when Jesus sweated drops of blood with the fragrance that filled the room, it would have been there in the blood as it came out the pores of the skin of Jesus. The fragrance of that perfume was there in the moment of his death and his burial, that someone did something extravagant in their love for God. When Peter denied him and the other disciples forsook him, the fragrance was there. We need to take the alabaster box of God's love and share it with others today. That's why we do Wave Legacy Church. That's why we encourage people to get in the game. Listen, he anoints your head just like this woman anointed his head. He anoints your head with oil. Come on. Your cup overflows. Surely he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord, and goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Amen. This was a shock economically, but it was also a shocking waste in the eyes of some. This was wasted on you, Jesus. This money could have been sold and given to the poor. By the way, if you read John, John says, Judas said this not because he cared about the poor. By the way, people who always complained about that money could have been given to the poor, never give to the poor. This money could have been sold and given to the poor. Listen to it. Judas was a thief, and Judas saw this waste, but it wasn't just Judas, it was the others as well. Those who were in the room said, what a waste. This money could have been done for this. Listen to this. Think about it. The magnificence of the moment was marred by greedy, selfish people with loveless hearts. And let me just say this. Every church has a Judas in it. Come on, somebody. Every church has a Judas element in it. How much did this cost? Does something of quality for God's house come out of when you do something great for God, like these nice LED screens, and you have these nice facilities, and we do the very best we can for what God has given us? People, what did all this cost? Why can't it be sold and given to the poor? Can I tell you, poverty, let me just say this, is the absence of the presence and the blessing of God. And the poor you'll always have with you. Listen to it. I got a friend here. He's my driver today. He's been driving me all over the place. And he's from Nagaland. Nagaland is what Mother Teresa called the poorest of the poor of the people in India. The term the deplorables is where this is. And I said this morning in our services, and he corrected me. I said this morning, the poor in India would give their right hand to be a poor person in the United States. He said, Pastor Steve, not only is that true, but even a person of means in my place would give their right hand to have the poverty of somebody in the United States. How many thank God we live in the United States? Come on. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me close this message by saying this. It's a shock economically. It's a shock in the sense of a shocking waste. But the thing I love the most about Jesus is how Jesus defended her. You look this up and read it in its original context. And Jesus said in our Bible, leave her alone. But what he really said to him was basically, shut up. Stop it. Zip it. I know the children are already out, so don't worry, parents. We're not trying to teach kids bad things. Jesus was saying when you honor him, and there's a time when you honor him, listen to this, you will break a vase. This church, Wave Church, looks like a government housing project compared to the tabernacle in the Old Testament and what it looked like with gold and silver. We didn't spend near enough, come on somebody, but that's all the money people gave so far. We've got people in the church telling you to throw a flag. We build churches and locations, and we want to do more because we want to break a vase. We want to create a legacy for God. And I do not and I will not apologize for asking people to build his church and asking people to break a vase and to show extravagant love, because we love our nation, we love our people, we love the blood of Jesus, we believe in the power of the church, and the church is the hope of the world, and we are on mission. And we will not slow down. We will not back down. We will not have a Judas spirit. We're here to break a vase. If you can pay a basketball player $30 million a year to shoot a ball, how much more can we break a vase for God and do something extraordinary? Let me ask you a question. You can be seated. When was the last time you broke a vase for God as an expression of your love? An alabaster box not broken is cold. It's useless. It's self-sufficient. It's jaded. No perfume comes out until it's broken. Some of you, listen to me today, in every campus, need to feel the hand of God breaking you open so that your fragrance would come out as a memorial offering for God, to break us of our self-reliance and our self-comfort. Break us until the fragrance of extravagant love pours out and blesses our city to help us do all that God's called us to do in Wave Legacy, in Wave City Care, in Russia, in Uganda, in Israel. To plant more churches, because the church is the hope of the world. Mary broke a vase, and some of you, your broken vase is overdue. Have you broken a vase for him? Have you expressed it? Let me ask you a question. Think about what this woman did. I love it. The fragrance was all over the body of Jesus. Everywhere he went, he carried that fragrance. When the crowd said, give us Barabbas, crucify Jesus, the smell of the perfume was there. When Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? The smell of the perfume was there. When your husband, when your wife, when your children leave your home in the morning, let me ask you a question. Are they covered by the fragrance of your love for them and the demonstration of your love? Have you broken a vase for the Lord? I'm asking you. Come on. We're looking at a perfect legacy. How many agree that's a perfect legacy? Come on. Jesus said, still being told today. Oh, there's a lot of good things we can give to, and I believe in it. I give to a lot of good causes. I do, and I intentionally do it. Not just causes in Wave Church. I love to give to different initiatives and causes as my heart is so moved. And it has been, and it will continue to do that. But there's nothing like the church giving to the house of God and to the church you're a part of. Well, Pastor, I support these people. Will you get behind the mission and the vision of what is Wave Church? Will you break a vase for God? Next Sunday is called Draft Day. And we're using the analogy, get in the game, the football. Come on, I want everybody to get in the game. We're not doing a provision for the house offering. We'll end the year with the focus of the end of year gifts to make sure everybody can get involved. But we're asking everybody, what you normally would have given in provision, what you give in legacy, just to make it a one-time commitment of those two figures. Does that make sense? And we're asking everybody, come on, draft day, sign-up day, get in the game. Let's break a vase for God. Can anybody say amen? I think that's good preaching. I go to a church with a mission and a vision like that. I want to break a vase for God. Amen. I want to pray for you. Look at me. I keep looking at that blimp up there. I really like that blimp. I think we should keep it. We should put a camera on that. <laughs> 21 years ago, Sharon and I answered a call. She came to Virginia Beach and pastor a church. Not just for Virginia Beach, but with a vision to influence this nation, with a vision to influence politics. Amen? With a vision to touch people in sport, in science, in education, and medicine. With a vision to encourage and empower people who are in business to get a vision for your life and get a vision for the house of God. With a vision to reach the drug addict and the prostitute. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love it. You know, people, I heard the other this week somebody talking about Jesus would never talk like that, referring to someone else who said something that was derogatory. And I'm thinking, that's not the Jesus I know. Jesus turned over in the temple money changers and drove them out. Jesus said to these teachers who plotted to kill him, he said, "You are worse than the greatest prostitute of Israel's history." He said, "You are twice the son of hell as the son of the light, that the father of all lies, the devil." He said, "You whitewashed tombs. You're full of dead men's bones. You are hypocrites. You strain out the gnat and you swallow a camel." Do not think my Jesus is some weak, anemic, pacified, just pathetic, just mealy mouth. He's a strong warrior that hates hypocrisy and will call it out, because religion does nothing but harm and damage people. Jesus said, "The thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that you might have life." I want to pray for you today. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm asking you, do you know Jesus? And when you love him and when you know him, this is what we do. We try to get people to come to church and act like a Christian and believe like a Christian and behave like a Christian. And then we'll teach you along the way what it looks like. But let me tell you something. No, 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 no. All I want to do is this morning is to introduce you to Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God, who's got love and fire and compassion and forgiveness. I love what my son Josh says. You belong before you behave. We don't want to give you all these rules, and we just want to give you Jesus. And when you meet Jesus, everything else just makes sense after that. I want to pray for you this morning. I don't know how you came to be in church this morning. Everybody, I think all our campuses should by now have the service back in your own hands. So now I want to talk to everybody online. And I'm going to talk to everybody here in this wonderful, wonderful auditorium. I want to pray for you. I'm going to ask you to do something in a moment. We're going to pray. When we pray, not yet, but when we do, we'll all close our eyes just to give everybody a moment to free of distraction. And we're going to bow our heads. And in this moment, if you say, "Steve, I don't know Jesus as you speak of. Steve, I once gave my life to Jesus, but I'm not living for him like I once was." Oh, I can't tell you how many times I hear that one. I just love to pray for you, that you might know that he loves you and he forgives you. And you can come to him just the way you are. If you only knew the story of this woman who came to Jesus and what she was forgiven of. Most people believe she was probably the one that was caught in the very act of adultery. She comes now to show her love for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You saw past my worst and you brought out my best. How does a woman get that much perfume worth that much money if she's her own source of income? You ever think about that? And in giving that perfume, perhaps she was even giving up. Woman, go sin no more. The means and burning the bridge to the past, because now that I found you. No one told her to do that. She looked into the eyes of a loving Savior that knew she was forgiven, and she gave to God. Can you say amen? Could I pray for you? Look at me. Could I pray for you? If you don't know Jesus, if you're away from God, all I'm going to ask you to do, right where you're seated, I'm not going to ask you to stand at your feet. I'm just going to ask you where you're seated. If you just do one simple thing, look at me now, look. Just lift your hand up like that and just say, Pastor, pray for me. Include me. I just want to pray for you. I want to include you in a prayer. And by you raising your hand, I'll know today who it is I'm including my prayer with and for. Amen, church? You believing with me? I don't want to throw a flag on you. Are you believing with me? We should have the flag more often. I like the flag. Let's close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. Then that is you. And you say, Steve, you're talking to me. Include me in that prayer. Just lift your hand right now. Lift it all over the building. That's it. That's it. God bless you. 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 Come on, who else would just lift your hand? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep lifting them. God bless you. Come on, keep lifting them. God bless you. Keep lifting them all over the building. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you right here, right now. Hold it up high enough and long enough. Yeah, God bless you. Over there, hands are being raised all over the building. There's another hand there. Anybody else, lift your hand. Give it a wave if I haven't seen it. God bless you. Amen. Up there, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else, God bless you. Anybody else, come on, I'm looking for you right now. My last call, if you haven't lifted your hand, you say, Steve, pray for me. Steve, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to get right with God. God bless you. Sweetie, I see your hand. I see that hand there. I see that hand there. Their hands. I see that hand there. I see that hand there. Their hands being raised. Church, can we give a lot of hand for everybody online who made a decision? Everybody who lifted their hand? Oh, come on, I don't want to throw a flag now. This ought to be the highest praise. This ought to be the best clap. Let's all pray this prayer. Everybody who lifted your hand, matter of fact, we're all going to pray with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you today. You died for me. I thank you, Jesus. You are right now coming into my heart. I thank you, Jesus. My sins are forgiven. I have got a new life. I believe in my heart. I'm now a Christian. You now live in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.